This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Wow, we're here live in the studio. We're live. We're doing this live, guys. We're doing this live. And I don't know about you, but this year has been an interesting year so far. Good old 2020. And, you know, I know that a lot of you, it's funny, I was talking to many of you might have heard me talk about George in the past, but George has worked with me for a long time. And George is actually shooting inside the studio right here, the video, that is. And he was saying, you know, a lot of people were saying 2020 is going to be my best year ever. It's going to be the best year back in 2019. Remember that? And I think that's interesting because, you know, a lot of us thought that, I think. And now it just seems like it's the year of record-breaking something or other. And I know that many of you now have recently looked at the news, and you know that we have the sand cloud that's kind of cruising over the United States right now. We got that Sahara Desert sand cloud, and they said it's the biggest sand cloud that we've seen in 50 years. I mean, we're breaking records this year. And, you know, I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek, obviously, but, you know, the thing is that we're getting accustomed to one thing, and I think that one thing that we're all getting accustomed to is change. Change, change, and more change. Holy hand grenade, Superman. Sit back. We got change. We got some change. And, you know, that's the one thing that we've realized, right, constant. Our life has changed. Our work has changed. The family dynamic has changed. Some people's health has changed, hopefully good and stable. And the normal day-by-day occurrences have changed. You know, it's interesting, you know, you can't just go out and grab a beer at a bar right now. You know, there's all kinds of things. You know, having a birthday party is pretty, well, it's pretty frowned upon. And it's interesting what we're dealing with. And so, you know, in today's show, we're going to be talking about that relationship with yourself, because I found that if we don't have a solid relationship with ourselves, well, gosh, it's something that we have to develop to get some sort of stability in our life. You know, I know that many of you have been maybe even quarantined on your own by yourself, and that was a real, real awakening. I mean, maybe you had your dog, your cat, or your fish, or your whatever, but at the same point in time, you had to deal with getting to know yourself or avoiding getting to know yourself. And maybe you got to know some stuff about yourself that, well, was very interesting, and some stuff that maybe scared you. And that's okay, because when we're cultivating this relationship with ourselves, we're getting ready for it. We're creating it. And we have to figure out how do we cultivate that relationship. Later on in the hour, Dan Nelson is joining me live here in the studio. Dan is our resident genealogist. He's our resident historian. We're going to talk a little bit about history. You know, history, as we know, repeats itself, even though we're being told all the time that this is the first groundbreaking whatever this is happening. And, yeah, I think the murder hornets are the one thing that is happening that hasn't really happened before. I think I can go with that. But there's a lot of things that have happened in the past that we just need to be aware of. And a lot of times with history, when we get to learn about history and we know the truth about history, we're not played by certain media types when we're told how something went down. And a lot of times some of the things that we're told that went down necessarily didn't go down that way. So we'll be talking about history. We got a special show, you know, for July 4th weekend as well. And we're going to be talking about some interesting stuff about how, you know, the taking down of these monuments and what's going on right now. Well, it happened before as well. So we're going to talk about that. It's not the first time. I'm sure it's not the last time. But we're going to be talking about that in historical reference. So stay tuned. Dan will be joining us here later on here in the hour in the third segment. So, you know, we're talking about cultivating a relationship with ourselves and realizing getting to know thyself, right? Thyself. Who am I? What am I about? What is my motivation? What is important to me? And I think the biggest problem we have is the societal, you know, kind of pushback on what we feel is right for us, right? And so, like, we have society telling us, well, everybody should have a bunch of kids, and you should be married forever. and you should have these cars, and you should work this type of job, and then eventually at a certain age you should retire, and then you're supposed to go out and do X, Y, Z. And you know what? Quite honestly, why? Why am I buying into this bill of goods that I've been sold? And I think we have to look at the difference. And I know that some of you out there listening to the show right now live on USA Radio Networks is like, you know what, Ashley, I'm not buying into any of that societal, you know, crud. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm living my own life just for me. But are you really? Because I would have to say that most of us are not. I would have to say that most of us are questioning our validity based on something, that we're not good enough because we didn't do this. Or we don't have a well-rounded life because we don't have this. Or we're missing that. Or we're missing this. And it's interesting, too, how life has this kind of yin-yang, give-and-take, push-and-pull situation where it does seem like you can't have everything. You know, you can have this, but you can't have children. You can have a career, but you can't have children. You can have this, but you can't have that. You can... And it's interesting, and it poses the question, you know, about how, you know, obviously a rose has its own thorns, right? I mean, except for the roses that they make, that they hybrid, it doesn't have thorns, but we'll leave that out of the equation for right now, right? So, you know, for what we're talking about, right, a rose, even though it's beautiful, has thorns that will hurt you, right? A thorn bush, right? And so, a briar, right? So it's like, it seems like life is kind of like that, but we got to figure out what are we buying into and what are we not. What defines me and what does not apply to me? And then the biggest thing, though, is that we can understand that, but how are we not judging ourselves or making ourselves feel bad, unconsciously judging ourselves for not doing one thing or another? You know, I hear when I'm you know, talking to some of my friends who have children, and they stayed at home to take care of these children, which is great. But you can hear in the, you know, kind of when they're talking about certain things, you know, they really wish that they would have had a career, right? And they kind of struggle with that. And, you know, you see on TV the career woman, right? And you see that. And then you have, like, the career women that I know that struggle with the fact that they didn't have children. You know, you have the men that sit there and say, you know, I provided for my kids, but, you know, I didn't get to see them that much. You know, and it's like, what do I do? And all of a sudden, my kids are growing up now, and I'm realizing, where did all the time go? I was able to buy them stuff and provide them necessities and things, but at the same time, our relationship is struggling. And you see how interesting this whole society is, because we look on TV, and everything's based about money. How much money you made last year? How much money you have? How many resources do you have? How many products and services do you have? You know, you look at this stuff, and it's so hard for people as they're growing up and going through the system to try to be able to find themselves in all this noise. But the biggest thing is to try to find personal value in this noise. How do I find my personal value? How do I connect with my personal value and cherish that personal value and not feel like I need to be somebody else? And it's hard. I'm falling prey into this. I know that you probably have too. You know, the kind of car you drive, the house you have, right? The money you make. All of these things get in the way of our value system or how we see ourselves. You know, children, marriage, family. Money. And I find that, you know, many of us, what we call the midlife crisis, is really a wake-up call. The midlife crisis is really a wake-up call, I think, because it's like, you can have a midlife crisis. It doesn't have to be middle of your life. Okay, I had a midlife crisis when I was really young. I think I've had multiple midlife crises, you know, I'm not in the middle of my life. And I think you can have it at any time, but I think what it is like, oh my God, dude. Figure this out. I got to figure this out. I got to figure out where I want to be at and who I want to be. And I want to figure out, you know, what I want to do, not what I'm told that I should be doing. I want to give back in my own way. And I want to be able to feel valuable about giving back in my own way. And I want to be able to be okay with that and be more than just okay with that. You know, I find that people post on Facebook a lot of stuff, and some of the stuff is really great. And I try to do everything I can, you know, to give feedback. I just can't be on it that much, but I try to give feedback to folks, especially when they're doing something great. But, you know, it's got to hurt sometimes because it's like, you know, they're putting something out there and they only get a few likes or a few comments. And they're putting their heart and soul out there. And I find that a lot of times we're looking for that feedback from people. We're looking for them to say, good job, I'm so proud of you. And you don't get that. And maybe you do get it. But it's not directly always related to, like, your passion and your purpose. And I find that the societal regulations, the media, the press, it's just, that stuff really weighs us down. And it's like the way you're supposed to look and how you're supposed to dress, right? It's just like everything about our society is like this homogenized branding. And it's insulting. And I'm insulted by it. And I've had enough of it. And I'm tired of women trying to be 92 pounds. And I'm tired of men trying to be these muscle maniacs because that's all they know. Because that's what they're being sold, the bill of goods. And, you know, I'm tired of people not taking responsibility for their life because they're scared to, because they feel like people are going to judge them adversely. You know, the fact that we can't speak honestly a lot of times because somebody might come back and get angry. The fact that a lot of people feel like they're the silent majority because they can't speak up because they're scared. I just think that there's a lot of things going on right now that we have to sit there and get connected with our own true reality. And how do we do that with all this noise? How does one person center themselves? You know, I know that many of you have gotten into one thing in your life, you know, whether it's giving back to society and maybe you have this passion project and it's not making any money and people sit there and say, when is that passion project going to make money? And you're like, well, I'm working at it. I'm working at it. And they're like, you know, and you got your CPA in the background saying, well, until you make XYZ, this is just a hobby. It's just a hobby. You need to really start focusing on what you're doing with your life. It's painful. And it's like we make a big deal about the only time that you're successful is when you're making a certain amount of money. And that's just not true. And it's toxic. It's toxic. There's a lot of good people out there that don't make a lot of money. And they work really hard for what they do, man. And that's what really gets to me is that the society is based on this slippery slope of fabrication to create adversity and inequality. And I'm not talking about socialism. I'm saying we need to get to the point where we can stop looking at this advertising and stop buying into this manipulation and start looking at our own self and cherish ourselves and try to find the community of other people who cherish themselves as well and can see your value. You know what? We got to do it. We got to make some changes, okay? It's been a year, right? Change is certain. But why don't we start making some positive changes and start turning off the stuff that doesn't work for us anymore? Stay tuned when I return. We'll be talking more about this and how you can stand your ground and find your purpose. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shades. Are you an artist?
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with the life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. you can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
ArtForYourCause.com supports artists. There's no cost to join Art For Your Cause, and artists receive an individual artist profile, an online art sales gallery with your artist statement, a link to your website, your original work, your art prints, as well as art printed on awesome products. You retain the copyright, and you get paid. ArtForYourCause.com donates 10% of each buyer's purchase to their nonprofit of their choice in the checkout, where there's over 1 million nonprofits to select from. Go ahead and check out ArtForYourCause.com. Are you looking for or interested in artwork for your home or office? Are you interested in purchasing artwork? Even seeing behind the scenes of the art-making process? Supporting the artist in their journey? Even finding out information like what makes an artist collectible? And to get the artist's perspective? Go to artforyourcause.com/AP. That's artforyourcause.com/AP. And become an art lover member today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about the wake-up call. Living for yourself instead of living for everybody else. Living for yourself instead of living hyped up by media. I mean, we see folks, it's like we're supposed to have this car, we're supposed to drive this thing, we're supposed to live in this type of house. We're supposed to have this kind of job, we're supposed to have this, that, and those, and all that other stuff is not acceptable. You know, it's interesting when I meet folks who have been divorced multiple times, and they go, oh, I'm just so embarrassed. I'm like, embarrassed for what? Why are you embarrassed? Well, you know, two divorces are so bad. I'm like, who told you that two divorces are so bad? You know, when I meet people that have never been married before, well, I've never been married. And they say it just kind of like their head down, and they're just kind of beat down. And you're like, why are you so depressed about never being married? Well, it's just not normal. Something wrong with me. Something wrong with you for real? I mean, I know some people that are happy that aren't married. They're real happy. They don't have to do anything for other people, and they're happy about their life, and they got their own thing going. And it's like, you know, really? Something wrong with you? You know, I know people that don't have any children, and they're like, oh, man, you know, everybody's got kids, and I don't have any kids, and, ugh. It's just like all these things that we're buying into. Or I got to make XYZ amount of money, or I'm considered, you know, not successful. Who said? Why do I have to wear these shoes because that makes me be cool? Why do I have to have this watch because that means that I'm like successful? You see through these building blocks of media, and you see through these societal blocks, and they create all these things. Like you see these magazines where they sell this stuff where you can put 25 watches in this thing, and they'll self-regulate themselves. You know, if you got like 25 Rolexes, in case you got 25 Rolexes sitting around. You know, it's interesting. And it seems like the great divide continues. If you really look at it, the divide keeps perpetuating. And it's like you see the headlines where another so-and-so makes $50 billion on this payout of XYZ. And then you go home and you go, golly, I just can't believe this. So it's like, how do we take and stop taking in that stuff and judging ourselves? You know what I'm saying? It's almost like when you're dealing with somebody that's gaslighting you and manipulating you and making you feel bad, right? And you keep taking their calls or texts, and they keep making you feel worse and worse, and then you finally have enough, and you go, I'm going to block them. And then you feel bad about blocking them, but you block them because you haven't gotten the tools to be able to deal with it yet. And so you block them, you hope that you're working to get the tools, right? The mental, emotional tools that you need to deal with it. But then you have to ask yourself again, because I have folks that say, well, you know, everybody tells you that your family's so important, you're supposed to hang out with your family. And I said, I get it, but, you know, some folks, they don't have, I mean, their family has been extremely toxic to them, extremely painful. Do you need to be hanging out with these people that put you down all the time, make you question your reality? Is that where you need to be at? Because society tells you that you should hang out with your mom or dad? I mean, there's a thing called self-preservation, right? And we got to think about that, too. I just think that a lot of us are putting a bunch of stuff on us that we don't need to put on us based on what other people are telling us what we should be doing. So how do you get out of the muck and yuck of what other people are telling you, and how do you put it all in perspective? You know, I thought it was funny. I had a friend of mine years ago would send me pictures of these houses out in kind of the suburbs. You should live in one of these houses. You should move out to the suburbs. And I'm like, I don't want to move out to the suburbs. And so I would send it back and say, hey, I think this house is a great house for you. And eventually he was like, you know what? You're right. I might move out to the suburbs. I don't need to do that. It's up to you. But we have to push that back on them. It's not me. You're not trying to sell me my version of me. I got me. I don't need to buy the version that you're trying to sell of me. This is BS. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We got a lot going on here on this show. You know that. So you got to get back here. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time. Touché.
We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is a resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598, and begin to learn your history.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has now signed an executive order to protect all national monuments, memorials, and statues. The president said those who vandalize the monuments will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And Interior Secretary David Bernhardt speaks on protesters who continue to tear down historical statues.
Well, the reality is that the destruction of government property in a deliberate manner is a crime that carries with it a very severe and significant penalty. We are ensuring that we, when we have an opportunity, we arrest individuals, and we're asking the Department of Justice to prosecute them to the full extent of the law.
The first test of the new policy should be coming in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, as protesters have threatened for the last week to tear down the Emancipation Statue of Abraham Lincoln. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about you, the original you, away from the social media and the societal implications of what you're supposed to be and who you're supposed to be and who you're not supposed to be. Interesting stuff here, guys. And that's the thing, is that we're being told and sold a bill of goods that we're not necessarily aware of, and we actually take in that bill of goods as our own thoughts. Like, we don't realize that some of this stuff isn't our own thought. This has been, like, integrated into our lives from the very beginning. It's all been a coup on the individual, and we don't realize how much of that we've ingested and take it as face value, and we regurgitate it all the time, and we tell other people what they should be doing. It's like I started realizing the other day I was looking at something on Facebook, and, you know, some people were telling me, they're like, you know, I feel like I need to speak up, and I need to tell them what's right, and I need to tell them what's wrong, and tell them what they're doing wrong, and point out their issue, and show them. Think about it. I mean, what do we do? I mean, and why is it that you feel like you have to expose the truth for these people? What does that say? I mean, isn't it just good enough to know that you know what you're doing and move forward with that? I mean, why is it that we're always supposed to be right? You know, the thing that I've realized is some of the worst relationships in our life is based on the fact that we want to be right. Who cares? In the end, you're not going to sit there and be like, you know, you're at the funeral. I was right. I was right. Take it. You know, it's like, you know, suck it. You know, you're not going to sit there and do that. You're going to sit there and feel really bad about being the one that was always right. Did it matter? Did it not matter? I mean, regret is something we're going to be talking about a little bit coming up in our July 4th show. Dan's going to be on the show as well, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about that and how to take your life, and instead of looking at your life right now, okay, instead of looking at your life right now and saying, okay, this is what I should be doing, I want you to look at your life from the back end of it. Let's say let's look at 110 years old, and I want you to look backwards. And then I want you to ask yourself, are you too old to do that? You know, it was interesting. I was talking to some folks the other day, and they were like, well, I'm too old to go back to school. And I was like, well, I got a neighbor that's a judge that went to law school when she was in her late 40s and became a judge when she was 60. So I don't really think that there's like this late thing. I know people that got married in their 80s. Come on. Let's get our heads out of our butt. Let's start living our life based on what we want to do instead of what people are telling us that we have to do. Okay? And that's what we need to do. And so I want you to start taking inventory. Who am I? And I recently did some videos. It's up on YouTube. The latest video was just launched a couple of days ago. And the video is about getting that relationship with you. The most important relationship, it's the latest video on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, B-E-R-G-E-S, and you'll find it. Boom! Click on it. You'll see me and me. You'll see a picture of me and me looking at myself on a couch. So there's like two of me, but there's only one of me, and I don't have a twin. So, you know, but I want you to check that video out because it talks about learning about yourself and connecting with yourself. And there's a whole series coming out. The one that I did before that was the red flags that indicate that you are not living your life for you. Okay, so we're going to be talking more about that. And the show next week is going to continue this into that whole regret module, because once we start regretting things, oh, that's a slippery slope. Because the thing is that regret really stinks. And why should we regret something that we wanted to do? And the thing is that a lot of times we regret not doing something because society says that we shouldn't, right? It says that we shouldn't, or that we're too old, or it's not the right thing, or we're not doing it for the right reasons, or whatever. So now we got to get out of that and really move forward. Okay, right now let's talk about history. You know, I think it's interesting how history does repeat itself, right? And it's interesting how a lot of times things happen all the time. And so we have a resident historian and genealogist for a reason, because history is actually important. You know, Dan, you know, you've been studying this stuff so much. You got all this amazing history. Isn't it funny how things do actually repeat itself? But a lot of times the way that it's portrayed in the news is like, this is the first time it's ever happened.
Yeah, most of the new news is actually old news. We just don't know it because we don't spend a lot of time looking in old newspapers and reading old documents. So we think, wow, this is the first time it's ever been stressful on Earth. Only in my lifetime is it stressful or difficult. So you do learn a lot from history in that regard.
I think it's interesting, too. It's like, you know, we're going to be talking about this in the next show here in July, our July 4th show, right, about the monuments being taken down and how this isn't the first time as well.
Right. Absolutely. We will cover that. We will talk about the history of 4th of July and monuments being pulled down before.
That's interesting. So today, okay, so what do you have for us today? I know that we have a moral of the story today, so this is good. So, you know, it's funny because Dan was telling me, you know, a lot of times in history, it doesn't make history unless something crazy happens.
Right.
But what do we have today?
Well, why I like this story is, you know, you sort of have a choice. A lot of what Ashley's talking about is to not sort of get burdened by the past. You know, we get burdened by our ancestors. Could be just as, you know, one generation back with our own parents. But what I look for is to give people the opportunity to be inspired by their ancestors. What did some of that shared DNA before you do that made the world a better place? Or how did they make their life a little less unpleasant and more pleasant? So we're going to be talking about a guy today named Benjamin Smith, and he was the fifth great-grandfather of one of my clients. And this client, he told me, he said, "You won't find anything interesting with my ancestors. They were all boring. They were just Midwestern farmers, didn't make the news, didn't do anything exciting." Well, this guy, Benjamin Smith, was not so boring. He enlisted as a private during the American Revolution, got assigned to General Israel Putnam's group, and headed out to the Battle of Long Island. Well, he was wounded in the left leg by a ball shot from a cannon, so not good there, and caused him to be crippled. So the ball remained in his leg actually till death. So everything I'm going to tell you from this point on, keep in mind, this is a wounded person with a ball in their leg. And so Benjamin, when he got hurt, got captured by the British. So the typical thing the British did is they sent you to New York Harbor and you were put on this terrible ship. We'll talk more about it, called the Jersey. Well, because of bad weather, they couldn't get him over there. So instead, they went the other way to the British possession up in Nova Scotia. So he was taken up there to Halifax. Well, he escaped, something he turned out to be particularly good at. And so he worked his way down the shores. He escaped from where they had them there in Halifax. And he came upon a ship that had pulled into shore, and it was an American privateer. So he asked if he could join on, and he joined on. And they went out and started plundering British goods and ashore and in ships. And so here you've got now, he's basically a legitimate, because when you're with a privateer, you're now authorized by a government. You're not just a regular pirate. So he's a legal pirate who's griffled out doing this stuff. So he joins up with this guy named Captain Pratt, and they head to the Turks down in the Caribbean and to Port-au-Prince and then to Salem, and they're raiding these British ships, doing all kinds of bad stuff as far as the British are concerned. And then they're off the coast of Ireland, and they get captured by a British sloop of war. So they take Benjamin and his buddies, and they take him to New York City. So he gets put on this prison ship called the Jersey, and basically that was sort of a death sentence. It was full of disease. They didn't feed them well. And if you're going to be in a hospital, you know, you at least want it to not be moving. And you're on a ship. So, yeah, you have any issues with seasickness. So he gets on this ship, and they manage to escape. And they get ashore. And how they actually escaped is an interesting story in itself. They pulled off the edges of a porthole, and they swam to shore. No easy feat in New York Harbor. But anyways, they get to the relative's house, and he's concerned about the fact that they may know who he is. And, in fact, they do, and they turn him into the British. So now he's been captured for the third time. So the British say, okay, something needs to happen to this guy. He doesn't learn his lesson. So 449 lashes on his back. That would kill most of us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of us couldn't handle more than one lash. But anyways, he's taken to the hospital. He organizes an escape from the hospital by boat. So his third escape. Yeah, this guy, you gotta hold him down. So he gets back and he starts plundering again and hangs out and does his thing on different ships in different parts of the world. And then when they're down in the West Indies doing their thing, they pass the French fleet that's coming back from Yorktown, where Cornwallis surrendered. And he's like, cool, I can go home again. You know, the British lost. And so he gets a ride back home. And so sort of the moral of the story, if you will, is this guy was pretty much plain, ordinary person. He could have spent his entire imprisonment if he hadn't tried to escape, if he hadn't tried to change his circumstances. And so he ends up being a hero and a patriot, contributing to the cause. And then eventually, as he gets older, he goes to Luzerne, Pennsylvania. He's a farmer, and he ends up retiring from the military, obviously. He's a farmer. He waited 40 years to record all this information, and when I found it, it was only in two places, in the Historical Society in Exeter, Pennsylvania, and a book that Google had digitized. So it was a rare story to find. So I tell people, if the ancestors can find stuff on a guy named Smith, we can find stuff on anybody. So that's the story of Benjamin Smith.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah, you're right, on Smith. That's interesting. I mean, think about how this guy literally escaped. I mean, and then he went to his relative's house and got thrown back in?
Well, one of the things that happened during the Revolution is you had people in the same families, no different than some of the arguments we have today at Thanksgiving, where people were pro-British, called Tories, and then people that were against the British that were in support of the Revolution. So sometimes you didn't know which way your relative's going to lean. And if they were Tories, they would turn you in if you showed up. They, you know, I don't know if they got rewards or they just got the satisfaction of knowing you were removed from the opposition. So you couldn't necessarily even trust your own family to not, you know,
wow,
do you harm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That gives a whole new meaning to family, right?
Yeah.
You know, but it's interesting that you're able to find all this information, and he didn't document this for 40 years, so it was 40 years later that he finally documented this information?
Yeah, I guess when he realized that as he got to old age that maybe he needed to, you know, record this for his descendants so they'd know of his contribution. It's no different than people today that, you know, had grandfathers that fought in World War II or Korea and they don't talk much about it because they went, they did their thing, but they're not braggarts. You know, there's parts of the story they'd probably like to forget. Well, I don't think it was any different back then. Mm-hmm. Most people weren't like, oh, yeah, I fought in the revolution and I killed all these people and I did all this great stuff. You know, sort of like, hey, I'm just going to go farm and, you know, not brag about it. But he wanted to record it, and it's a great story. I mean, I have a cousin that's a Hollywood screenwriter. I sent him the story. I said, when the Patriot movies come back into vogue, you need to read this one. Of course, he's got, you know, stacks of scripts.
So. I like that, though. That'd be cool. I wonder who would play him. That's interesting. Yeah, and I think that a lot of y'all listening right now, it's like going, you know, overcoming the odds. You know, it's like a lot of times we have to overcome things that seem insurmountable. I mean, it seems overwhelming. I mean, think about just this concept alone and how many times you've escaped a bad situation or a toxic situation or you escaped going down a reality that wasn't you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he wasn't a sailor, and yet he became a privateer, a pirate, and thrived and did well at it. It's certainly been easier to say, you know, I'll just wait out my time here, hope it works okay, maybe I'll get paroled, you know, hopefully the Americans win, maybe the British will win, and this way, you know, I won't be in harm's way if I just stay here in this prison camp. So he definitely had to make some assertive choices, and he was only 22 years old. This wasn't like he had a life of experience behind him to make these choices.
That's pretty amazing too. It's like, and I think a lot of times too, that's one of the things I was talking about earlier. You know, it's, there's not, I think that age is another joke. I think age is another confine that society creates about old and young. And one of the things I want y'all to step back and think about right now on this show is, you know, how often do you think that you are too young? How often do you think that you're too old? And how often are you putting way too much emphasis on your age? And Dan, I don't know about you, but I see people constantly. They're either so freaked out about age that they lie constantly about their age. And then I know some people that are so, like, they're older than they are. They're the ones that make themselves 10 years older. You know, and it's interesting how when you look at somebody that makes themselves older, how they actually look older.
Yes, I agree. They walk differently. They carry themselves. They shy away from activities that are a little more threatening. Of course, it's sort of interesting because outside of politics, you know, we sort of have this deference towards younger age in our society. But, and I'm not trying to get into politics, but we have two probable candidates here for president that are going to be in the late half of their 70s. So if you can, you know, become the president at that age, I'm sure there's a whole lot of other stuff you could be doing, you know, in your late 70s that people choose not to. They say, oh, that's too risky behavior. I shouldn't be doing that. I should be back on the couch. My time's over, you know.
Yes, and it's interesting the concept of when people say, like, you're over the hill or you're too old.
Right.
You know, like, you're right. It's like, or people feel like they have to retire. And it's like, well, I got the idea, but I mean, like, well, what are you going to do? I mean, at what point, what are you going to do? And that's the thing that I find, it's like, you know, you have this lifetime. I mean, why not use it? I mean, what else are we going to do? I mean, you know, at this moment now, if you're in the state of Texas, I don't think you can go to a bar right now. So we can't go to a bar. We can't have a drink. Yeah. So why don't we think about it? I mean, if you're on the fence about changing careers, if you're on the fence about, you know, starting a new life, if you're on the fence about, you know, met somebody that you're really in love with, but you're in your 70s, 80s, whatever, this is the time to start making these choices that are based on you, not based on what society says.
Yep. No point in wasting a perfectly good crisis when it's right in front of you.
I love that. Yeah. Okay, guys, perfectly good crisis. You heard it. When we return, we're going to be talking more about how you can prioritize this, how you can do it. Just a couple of tips and tricks on how to do that. You know, just think about it. It's all the things that we have to think about. And the greatest thing about it is you can think about it. You don't have to act on it right now. You can just think about it. You know, connecting the dots and start writing down some stuff that you want to create, you want to do, and realizing you have the time to do it. If you're here right now, well, you're here right now. So stay tuned. Don't leave. Don't leave. We've got a little bit more left. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in two shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Live Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about personal identity, understanding who you are, what matters, and where you stand, instead of looking at societal like limitations, or instead of reading and watching media and taking that and telling us who we're supposed to be, instead of listening to other people tell us who we're supposed to be, and also being able to break down the things that we learned when we were a kid that's not necessarily true either. I mean, many of us have these thoughts in our head that we believe that we have to do this or that to be successful, or we have to do this or that to be the right type of woman, or to be a man, I have to do this. And it's like, really? But where do we begin to take that inventory? How do we figure that out? Because we have to figure out inventory of who we are and what we want. And right before the break, Dan and I were talking about the concept of age. And, you know, Dan, I think it's, you know, with the age thing, I think it's, you're only as old as you think you are. You're only as young as you think you are. And that's something that I really think everybody should think about, is that are you living your life based on the number age you are, or are you living your life based on how you feel?
Yeah, I do think there's this, particularly when you talk about retirement, there's this artificial thing, because people didn't used to retire. They just got disabled and couldn't do it anymore. So I come across people that were farming in their 70s and 80s. That was their recorded profession in the census. And then somewhere in probably the 1940s, 50s, 60s, this concept of retirement came along and people would turn a certain age. But you have to realize most people, most men didn't live past 63. I mean, when Social Security was established, so it wasn't a long retirement. Well, now you sort of have this artificial thing where people are supposed to retire at 65 and then, you know, sort of finish out their life. Well, they might live to be 85 or 90 nowadays. So you really need to think about, what is it I'm going to do when this gig sort of comes to an end? I'm fortunate I'm able to slightly monetize a passion, but it keeps my brain active. That's the main thing, because I don't know how you have a job where you use your brain and then you just say, okay, now my brain's going to just chase golf balls and fish.
I agree with you. And I think also, too, why? If you want to work and work and you can work, you should. I mean, and I think also, too, we fall into this category. I've met many people in my life that they retired and then they died relatively quickly after that retirement. Mm-hmm. And it was based on a societal deal. And also it was based on a corporate deal. Okay, well, you turn XYZ and it's time for you to retire. But it was their passion. It was what they loved to do. You know, another thing I want you to do is I want you to start being mindful in the moment. I want you to start being mindful of how you feel about you. How do you feel about your life? How happy are you in your life right now? How happy are you day in and day out? Is there something that gives you a lot of personal pleasure in a very positive way that you need to be focusing more of your energy on? Or on the opposite, are you in a situation right now that's really toxic? Are you in a situation right now that you are unhappy more than you're happy? And I think that's interesting. I think, Dan, you can understand, you can agree to that. It's like, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing if it didn't bring you happiness.
Absolutely. But certainly when I was younger, I can't say I had the same clarity. And so you have to be more intentional, you know, about where it's going to go. Because you spend so much time when you're young chasing money, chasing trying to take care of your family, and you don't really think about necessarily always what brings you happiness. But as you mature, you should be able to start to hone that down and be more intentional.
And I think also the other thing, too, is just being mindful in each moment of every day of what you're doing. Think about it. Connect with it. Connect with the nature. Connect with yourself. I mean, heck, your hand is a miracle. Look at your hand. Focus beyond being mindful. Do something to get yourself out of this thinking mind about how you're not good enough or you're not valuable enough or what you're giving to society isn't good enough or you need to do more or you're not doing enough. Or you need to have this thing, or you need to have that title, or you need to have that corner office, or you need to have this. And it's like that stuff gets in the way of all the stuff we're trying to do. And I think if you just step back and also start analyzing the folks that are in your ear, who's in your ear talking? And are they talking about stuff that's valuable to you? Are they talking about stuff that's bringing you down? Are they talking about stuff that doesn't apply to you? Even your own family. Okay, they were taught these things too. Wasn't them genuinely. It's like, you know, when you were growing up and your family says, you can't ever do that. You'll never make a dime. You'll never be able to support yourself. You'll be in dire straits. But you know what? That could have been the thing that you really wanted to do. How do they know that you're not going to be successful? They say that because guess what? Their parents said that. And their parents said that to their parents. And if you keep going through the cycle, we're living a cyclical situation. So think about it. Let's stop the cycle. It's time to move on. Dan, great having you on the show today.
Glad to be here. It was great.
Awesome. He'll be back next week on our July 4th special. Don't miss it. We got July 4th coming up. And just remember, start analyzing. Is this my thought or is this People Magazine thought? Is this my thought or is this CNN or Fox? Is this my thought or is this what my mom told me? Is this my thought or is this what my dad told me? Think about it. Let's talk about this because this is the stuff that really needs to be talked about. And we got to make these changes to have a better world and to have a better life. So stay tuned. We'll be back next week. Please tune back in. Can't wait. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes. CreateYourCause.org started with a passion. A passion for making a difference in the world. Inspired by the collective efforts of people like you who work really hard for a cause worthy of your efforts. But a cause needs funding. And we know that effort and hard work can only go so far. A cause needs funding to be sustainable. So we created a platform to assist with raising money, using your most valuable asset, your supporters. From environmental causes to helping the families of fallen soldiers, we know that no matter what your cause is, it's what matters most to you. There's no time like the present.
Create your cause today. Go to createyourcause.org. That is createyourcause.org.